Well, thank you all for being here. I'd like to address three topics today. One is the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance testing issue. Second is the conclusion of the investigation into the failure to close state park beaches. The third is the systemic problem the Department of Natural Resources has had in dealing with water quality. Let me take just a minute to talk about each one of those. Back on July 16th, I was preparing to leave on a trip that would take me to Iraq and Afghanistan. I learned that day for the first time that the Department of Natural Resources had delayed release of May sampling results from a study of water quality at the Lake of the Ozarks. I remember this well, since it was the same day I left to visit our troops overseas. I issued a statement before I left. I stand by that statement now. The sampling information should have been immediately released, and the department was wrong to delay. It has become clear that faulty decision-making at the Department of Natural Resources led to the delay of the release of the sampling results. But responsibility does not end there. Failures in communication made the bad decision even worse. Communications between DNR and my office and between individuals within my office was insufficient. Systems failed and people made mistakes. Because of these communication failures involved members of my staff and of my administration, I take responsibility for them. Breakdowns like this one are not acceptable in this administration, and we will make every effort to prevent this from happening again. It has also become clear that the chief decision maker on the delayed release was then Deputy Director of DNR, Jobin Boyle. Joe has been an exemplary public servant throughout his career in state government. As a deputy of mine at the Attorney General's office for 16 years, Joe demonstrated tremendous ability as an attorney who always defended the public's interest with great vigor. His contributions to the state include landmark work on protecting Missouri's environment, including the defense of Missouri's waterways against industrial polluters, and legal actions which have safeguarded the public health. He has been a trusted aide to me and an asset to the citizens of this great state. Nevertheless, Jobin Boyle, as I believe he himself realizes, made an error in judgment regarding the release of Lake of the Ozark sample results. Because of that error and the jeopardy in which it placed the public's trust, it is proper for me to withdraw his appointment to the Administrative Hearing Commission effective immediately. Joe was my appointee, so I accept responsibility. I have consistently held that the failure to release the sampling data was unacceptable. I still do. A committee of the Missouri Senate is reviewing this matter. I hope they will soon conclude their work and make recommendations for possible legislative remedies. On today's second topic, my administration also learned that public beaches at the Lake of the Ozarks State Park had remained open for 2 weeks this summer, even though sampling results clearly indicated they should have been closed. The department also provided to me false information that those beaches had been closed, information which I passed on to you. Because of those failures, I placed Director Mark Templeton on administrative leave. I also tasked Acting Director Bill Bryan and Department of Corrections Inspector General Chris Pickering with reviewing the failure of the Department of Natural Resources to close state park beaches. Bill Bryan has briefed me on the findings of that review and has informed me that he will make decisions on additional personnel actions in coming days. His review has yielded several conclusions. First, DNR's internal procedure for closing beaches is fundamentally flawed. Despite written guidance on when state beaches should be closed, there are no mechanisms in place to ensure that those responsible actually close them. This is simply unacceptable. Second, the review demonstrates that DNR's failure to close beaches this summer was not an isolated event. The investigation revealed examples in 2007, 2008, and 2009, when state park beaches remained open despite high E. coli levels, which should have closed them. I'll not go into details, but the handout distributed to you contains specifics on those past failures in this area of beaches. Finally, the review demonstrates serious problems regarding the manner in which beach closure information was reported up the department's chain of command. Inconsistent or incorrect information from beach sampling programs was sometimes provided by program staff. Third, The findings of the review also reveal broad systemic problems with DNR's handling of water quality issues that go far beyond beach closures. The review shows a history of failing to announce results showing high bacteria levels. Reaching back a number of years, the department did not disclose results showing astronomical levels of bacteria being discharged into the Lake of the Ozarks. Some of these were horrific instances. In June 2007, the DNR had sampling results showing a discharge into the Lake of the Ozarks with fecal coliform levels at 8,400 times higher than the acceptable limit. 8,400 times. Yet there was no mechanism in place to make the public aware of the alarmingly high levels of bacteria. There was zero accountability. The review found a dozen other examples like this at the Lake of the Ozarks alone, without anyone ever being held responsible. Obviously, this is an institutional problem which requires attention. And while I'm not familiar with the details of all of these incidents, you have been provided with a handout which includes the relevant facts about these instances. These instances are a clear demonstration of DNR's longstanding institutional problems with the handling of water quality issues. For years, the department has ignored or failed to inform the public of troubling water sampling results. But for the first time, people are being held accountable. More than 2 weeks ago, I disciplined DNR Director Mark Templeton for his department's handling of sampling results. And I believe that Mark has served a just punishment. He has had more than 2 weeks of unpaid leave. He has faced reproach from the public and the press. He has spoken at length about his own failings on this matter. He has paid a price for the department's mistakes. In fact, he has paid a higher price than any DNR employee he has ever paid for the failures of the department, despite the longstanding existence of those failures. So I have decided to reinstate Mark Templeton as Director of the Department of Natural Resources effective next week. I am reinstating Mark because I believe he deserves a chance to set things right now and fix the issues that have plagued DNR since before he arrived. Mark understands the challenges facing his department. He inherited those challenges, but they are now his responsibility to address. I have no doubt he will do so. In moving forward to correct problems on water quality issues at DNR, I've identified three very important goals for which I will continue to hold the department accountable. First, DNR will work to ensure that every public beach or swimming area in a state park is closed when water samplings show dangerous levels of bacteria. DNR has failed on this count for a number of years, and I will not stand for continued failure. Two, DNR will provide information on dangerous levels of bacteria to the public quickly and transparently. It is my pledge that DNR will begin taking every viable step in making sampling results quickly available to the public. Three, most importantly, something that's often forgotten in the charged atmosphere that we sometimes operate in, DNR's overarching goal is the improvement of water quality at the Lake of the Ozarks and throughout the state. I've laid out an aggressive plan for getting to the core of the issue, water quality. Cleaning up the Lake of the Ozarks has been and will continue to be a priority for me and my administration. The results of this review make it more important than ever that we take immediate steps to clean up the lake. To that end, the initiative I announced a few weeks ago is already making significant progress. I ordered a massive inspection sweep of more than 400 facilities around the lake. So far, inspections of 274 of those facilities are complete. The department has issued 54 letters of warning and 21 notices of violation to those who are not fulfilling the standards required by their permits. Because of those inspections, less pollution is making its way into the lake today than was flowing 1 month ago. I also promised a comprehensive baseline survey of water quality at the Lake of the Ozarks. The survey is underway and will be complete before the end of this calendar year, as promised. When finished, we will finally have a lake-wide starting point from which to judge our progress on cleaning up the lake. When I was growing up, I enjoy cooking and eating the fish that I caught in any river or lake near my home. Today, I'm not so sure that's the case. But I like to think that someday my boys and their children will be able to do the same thing I used to. We will clean up the Lake of the Ozarks. We will ensure that the waterways all across our great state are protected by the Department of Natural Resources. And we will work together to guarantee that the people of this state know all the facts regarding water quality and the bodies of water in which they play. This is my commitment to the people of the state of Missouri. Thank you, and I'll now be happy to entertain questions. In looking at this and reviewing back on it, I thought the facts became clear, and I thought that it was time to act. I mean, I think that as this has been looked at and talked about, you know, it just became clear to me. I mean, as a governor, things come clear, and I thought that this was the time to make that move. I mean, mistakes were made at DNR and by individuals in my office, and I've taken responsibility for that. And our goal is to move forward. And, you know, this is it's what you do as a governor, you know.
So there won't be any suspensions or filings with anyone on your side?
No.
Who made mistakes in your office?
Well, I mean, clearly when I saw, you know, the challenges out there, I made a statement a couple of weeks ago and then made the staff available to try to air out whatever communications issues had occurred. Gave all of you an opportunity to talk with them. You know, I think that the record is relatively clear as to the challenges of communication and looking at those. You know, I've analyzed them. I've analyzed the challenges and I have made the decision that I think that this is the appropriate action to get us back to home base, which is working forward as a team to run state government and in this venue to become more transparent and get cleaner water. I signed the paperwork withdrawing his appointment this morning. Well, I mean, I think that two things. I mean, they're both normal. I mean, the fact that people were swimming in beaches that weren't closed, that should have been closed, is problematic for all of us. I mean, they shouldn't have been swimming there, and that's a problem. I think overarching that is the bigger issue of clean water. I mean, this has presented a good forum for the discussion of the issue of water quality, not only to Lake Ozarks, but across the state. As I said before, I think this has been a systemic problem for many years. I take responsibility for our actions and mistakes and inactions. But the bigger problem here, Steve, in my view, is the water quality at the lake and across the state. I mean, you see from these charts. I mean, there's thousands of gallons of sewage going into waters and lakes for years in the state of Missouri with no one held accountable, and we are going to do our best to fix that and to hold people accountable in the future. It's accurate, it's correct, you know, it is. This has been a well looked at matter from a number of perspectives. I think the facts are pretty clear. Yeah, I mean, the jump, as I said before, I've given Deputy Director Brian authority and Mark when he gets back to make sure we get a system set up that's right. I do think it's an outstanding question. I mean, we've got to set systems up. I mean, any systems need redundancy so that if one person is gone, it still happens. Systems need standards so that those standards are enforced, whether it's in Lake of the Ozarks or Watkins Glen or wherever we're talking about, having consistent standards across across the state that the people can trust is extremely important. And I think that, you know, we're about the task of trying to do that. Another good question. I mean, DNR has the park there. They have in the past done this testing. They were part of the original Watershed Alliance testing, and they ultimately, I mean, one of the charges of the Department of Natural Resources is the protection of our natural resources. If DNR does its job effectively and efficiently, Department of Health isn't really needed. You know, if you keep the water clean, it's really boring work over at Health on this. So we're going to the ground level on this and saying that we're going to expend some significant time, energy, and resources to make sure that baseline gets done. I mean, but there certainly are health issues involved, and we'll continue to work with local health departments to get their insight.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, like I said, it's a very good question. I mean, and once again, I don't want to make it's certainly something that's on the table. I mean, to discuss what additional agencies could assist in making sure that we had, a seamless. And you also get into a myriad of not only state issues but local health department issues in that regard. We certainly will access Department of Health expertise, and as we come up with the protocol for the future, we have not taken off the table involving other state. But I think really the key here is to get to a system that authority is eventually pushed down to decision makers at the local level, because ultimately what you're talking about here is the closure of beaches or the closure of a swimming spot, in which someone at that spot, whether it's the pond was Ha Ha Tonka, or pick a place, and that shouldn't get to a point of being done by command and control from the Green Building out here overlooking the Missouri River. We would hope to be able to set up criteria such that when the tests came back, there would be automatic trigger points that would cause closings, would cause public notification and things of that sort, so that the larger policy goals, the department could do those. But we're going to work our way down to that. To get a system so that when the readings come back too high, it's not a debate, it's action.
DNR was established in the mid-70s by several agencies cobbled together under reorganization. Do you think that's part of this issue that DEQ has been talking to parks through some long-standing dysfunctional operation? That's one question. And the other question is, this Nancy fellow who didn't report or was on vacation,
I do not know. I don't know if he is. I don't know. I think that you have in all of government. I mean, cleaving on each year, other responsibilities and other measurements. And I think clearly we're seeing, there's a siloing of information here between the various sections of DNR sideways here. Absolutely. And that's one of the challenging issues, whether state parks or whether DEQ or whether whoever should be the ones and the state lab. I mean, so you have a lot of sideways motion here, and that's why it's going to be important, as I said before, to establish protocol from the top down, establish standards that trigger direct, specific, and quick actions when appropriate, and that is very difficult as we lay out here a series of challenges that this department has faced for many years about delivering for the public. I did not ask for a written report. We were on a tight time frame. I was briefed yesterday. There also obviously could be personnel actions that have something to do with that. So clearly, I did not request a written report. I didn't get a written report. Yeah, we've been cooperating with them. We'll continue to. Well, information has been asked for and provided to the committee that's reviewing this matter. We will continue to do that. They will continue to do that. It's my hope and expectation that they wrap their work up soon and see what sort of legislative recommendations that they have in this regard. But they have had significant interviews, significant document reviews, and all that sort of stuff. And we will continue to work with them speed their work along. I'm not sure what you're referring to there, Chad. I mean, the regular management meetings occur on a myriad of topics, with department directors, acting directors, and other folks all the time. A number of topics get discussed at those. There's regular communication of all sorts. I do not know what was discussed at whatever meetings. But the bottom line is there's a lot of ongoing contact between our departments the governor's office and the folks here.
Governor, when you told the press that nobody in your office had been aware of the results, we now know that was inaccurate. But at the time you were telling the press that, what had you done to make sure that was accurate information? What were you basing that information on when you said nobody in my office knew about these results?
I'm not exactly sure. As I said before, I mean, I was the first time I entered the information process on this was on July 16th when we moved. I mean, all I can say, Tony, is as I said before, my staff made mistakes. As soon as it came clear to me, came crystal clear to me, I instructed them, all the relevant ones, to sit down and answer your questions about this, which they did. I can't say with certainty what that exact date, that whatever that came to my head, but I thought that process a few weeks ago was the way to do that, to put people in a room and allow the questioning. I think I would defer those questions to the acting director or the director when they come back on Monday. I'm not sure. When you issue the NOV, some of those will they go into the normal process that they're operating over. I just don't have that in front of me, and I apologize. I'm going to give Tony a bonus question here. Go ahead, my friend. I'm sorry.
I'll try to rephrase my other question. When you told us that nobody in your office knew, is that based on your conversation with Jack Cardetti, with John Watson? I mean, what made you convinced that that was true? We now know it wasn't. Did you know what Jack knew at that point? I'm trying to figure out, where the breakdown was. You said there's breakdowns. We still don't really know where the breakdown was.
Yeah, I mean,
Jack Cardetti and you.
Yeah, I really don't. As I said before, I mean, I just don't have. I can't say with certainty any exact date about this because I just don't remember. I mean, this thing has moved along. I have a, and I don't mean in any way to minimize the work and the efforts that's being done here by a number of people. But this is a very busy job. When it reached a point in which I felt those members of my staff that were relevant should be put in front of the press and be asked whatever questions y'all wanted to ask them. I did that, and that's what we did a couple of weeks ago. That's all I can say. It's not a single data point, and it's not these are just. This is a wonderful, interesting, and busy job, and clearly the communication could have been better, crisper, and more accurate here, and. Regardless of whether any of that is my fault or not, it's my responsibility. I'm governor of the state of Missouri. And so my goal has been, as I said, as I reach the end of here, what are we going to use these mistakes for? What is the jumping off point here going to be? Is it going to be a slow march of trickling information, or is it going to be a pivot point for public policy in the state? And I quite frankly want to use it as a pivot point for public policy. I mean, when you look back and see the amount and times in just the last few years that massive amounts of sewage and E. coli and bacteria have been released without a single person being held accountable, without a single person being drugged through this stuff. And you compare that to the level of our efforts and energy here, and you compare that to what was done in the past, I'm convinced that the people that are around me are aware of their mistakes, are aware of my deep concern about that, and, feel like... feel like we have begun to hold people accountable in this process. We will continue to, but I do have faith and trust in the folks that are in leadership positions, and I fully expect that we're going to do a lot of great things to clean up this lake and many others, and on the myriad of other public policy issues that we face. Thank you all very, very much. I don't think there are any beach closures at the current point. It's a tad nippy today, but if it gets warmer, if there's no signs up, I certainly would not hesitate to jump in the lake. Thank you all.